Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hotel California, as I used to say, where you can check out anytime, but you just can't leave. That's where we find ourselves right now, right in Hotel California, where everything seems frightening and everything seems bizarre. But the main difference is in the Hotel California, they had fun. I don't think that we are even having fun when all of this craziness is going on. And I think that's something that we all learn along the way if we're wise and intelligent. Because no matter what the tragedy or the pain and suffering, we always have to find ways to find joy and peace and contentment in our lives. I think that's our old goal today. I'm going to just read a little bit of a crazy book I wrote a long time ago called The Seeker's Journal by Om Prakash Gilmore. It's about some of the experiences I've had. I've always liked to try to do experiments. I'd hear about some type of spiritual truth or something that people always talked about, and I'd try to do whatever it is, or find an experiment to prove if it was valid or not. Mostly for myself, not an experiment that I was going to publish research on and things like that. No, but just for my own spiritual growth. So I'm going to read from this journal. I read from one journal entry a couple of days ago. This will be a second reading. This is journal entry number 2. I meditated before going to sleep and did Ho'oponopono to cleanse myself of the weariness of the day. I had been listening to the news and reading social media. Everything seemed to just point to struggles for social justice or to people suffering because of lack of resources in a country that has plenty. I asked the same question I often asked. Why is there so much pain in the world? Why do people fight against their own interests so much? Whenever I pray, if I wait in silence, I will get an answer from the internal voice that has been with me since my days as a born-again Christian a long time ago. This was no different. I got an answer, but I really didn't hear it. It really didn't sink in because it was an inner voice, and I'm very skeptical when it comes to really listening to what it's saying. Science has shaped my ideas and belief system so much that I find it difficult to even believe the experiences outside of the realm of material science that happened to me personally. This is something that must change. I hope that writing this journal and revealing my experience will help my transformation from a science locked to reality based understanding of the world. I think I had a very heavy dream that night in order to reinforce what I had heard. It was difficult to tell if I was awake or asleep, so I refer to it as a dream state. I sat on the bed in the cabin, perched on top of a fishing boat located in the North Sea. Winds were crashing. The ship was being tossed. Waves were crashing into the ship, and the rain was coming down in sheets. This is one of my many meeting places. It is common for me to meditation might even be better, and allow myself to drift away to meet the goddess there, or even be drawn in. We both sat in the cabin. I was looking out the window, but as usual in the dream state, it was very hard to focus or see for any great distance. She told me to just sit there and open my mind. She said that I should just allow myself to see whatever appeared with no preconceptions. I sat in front of the window and began to see a dark mass that looked like an island. I continued to look, not really holding on to the image, but just observing. Soon I could see the outline of a very dark island or the coast of a continent. There was red and yellow in the air, like a very thick smog. On the island there was a fire burning. It was a red fire, moving, dancing, burning everything. A yellow smoke was rising into the air. It was a sickly yellow, not anything healthy or pure. It seemed like some type of sulfur or another acrid fume. I continued to watch as the fire rose higher into the air. In the midst of the fire, I saw a very bright fire that burned blue, white, like a magnesium flare, dancing around in the flame. "What do you see?" she asked. "I see flames everywhere. What part of it's different? It is brilliant, like magnesium burning, and it is moving around in the center of the other fire. That is what is happening to your world. It is burning with anger, hatred, and fear, but at the same time, a cleansing flame is moving in the midst, purifying everything." I continued to watch. The scene shifted. I was looking at a large black object that seemed to be as big as a planet. I couldn't tell what it was or where it was. It looked like a furnace as big as the universe, a dark black furnace with flame inside. The scene shifted again, and I could see the earth. It was dark. Everything looked cleansed and new. It looked empty and ready for life to be planted there. There was a shimmer of light dancing around on the face of the earth that was the same color as the bright light that I had seen dancing in the flames. It was moving all over the earth, shimmering here and there, like the northern lights, except it was blue-white. She said, "That is the outcome of all of the struggle and pain you are going through right now. The earth will be cleansed and renewed. The way you survive and prosper is by stepping into that white-hot flame. The only thing that will burn are the impurities, the anger, the fear, the hatred, the jealousy. All that is impure will be devoured, and only love will survive. Step into the flame and live in that, and you will be free." I just looked at her. She said, "Do it. Now. Right now." And I told her that I would. That is just the second journal entry, and I'll be reading other ones from time to time on this station here. And we will also have guests every once in a while, so we can talk more about growth, love, kindness, and how to live in a world of suffering, pain, and sorrow while fighting to bring about justice, but also while living life fully and completely. Thanks for being with us. Visit our website, www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, where you can find some interesting links. That's interesting links to a lot of interesting things. Namaste, everyone. And once again, thanks for visiting.